It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Good morning. How are we doing today? Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, to my right, we've always got the great guy, Gurton.
Hey,
yeah, great
Mike.
To see you.
Hey.
Mike Lewis.
All full of turkey, and we're ready to go now, right?
100%. definitely want to start off by saying happy Thanksgiving to all of our viewers and everybody who was able to tune in. I know we probably ate real well.
No, I did. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you know, watch some good football.
Lay on the floor and watch football all day after eating.
Got on the scale, and it's like, ooh, I shouldn't have gotten on the scale.
See, yep. No, we had gotten some really good games. Detroit almost.
Yeah.
Got a win.
On Thanksgiving?
Yep, they sure did. Almost got a win. That Dallas-Oakland game, Las Vegas game was definitely an excellent football game, which, I mean, could see that one in the future. I don't think so, but quite possibly could be a game that we see again in the future. And then
the night game. Kind of a snoozer, yeah.
Maybe not as good when it came to that one, when it came to the Saints and the Bills. But just to always, for those who are watching on YouTube, make sure that we are liking and subscribing on KPPF, 1040 AM, and also at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. With that being said, I think it's time for us to get into the high point.
It's time for the high point, recapping all the highlights from the past week.
So we had the Thursday night game. You had the Dallas Cowboys. You had the New Orleans Saints. It was a big-time win for Dallas.
Oh, it was. You know, I've seen a lot of catches in games, but last night, catch after catch, guys laying out, toe-tapping, that one in the end zone, the corner of the end zone.
Mike Gallup, probably one of the better three receivers in the NFL right now on the same team. That's probably the NFL's best receiver and core, I believe, when you get Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Cowboys are able to come away with a big victory, like I said, of course.
And who was it, Curse, who made that interception?
Exactly.
How he dragged that right foot, I don't know, but
and
he did it.
We need to start betting on Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
Every week, will he get a pick?
Another pick.
They're nine interceptions throughout the season is what we've seen now from Trayvon Diggs, absolutely going nuts when it comes to what he's doing as a ball player. Probably defensive player of the year. I could totally see that happening. With that being said, Dallas, they continue to go in and out of being the top team. I mean, they lost to Vegas last week. Vegas is not a bad football team. But then, you know, they lose these games. They lost to Denver. You know, that was a huge surprise. Are they for real? Is Dallas for real?
That's hard to figure those guys out. At sometimes I think they are. And the division they're in, Washington, are they for real? They're up and down. Philadelphia, who can figure them out?
Yeah.
But they're a good team.
And it's weird. The Giants aren't actually out of it.
No.
They're not necessarily out of it just yet. There's actually a lot of teams. I believe there's only four teams in the NFC that are below 500. That are below 500.
Right.
And then there's only two teams in the AFC that are below 500.
I was going to say, if you would have asked me 2 months ago about Dallas, I had them. I thought, you know, matter of fact, I think on this show, actually thought they possibly were a Super Bowl contender, but I'm beginning to scratch my head now.
Yeah, so it's you know, like I said, very good football team. What we see from the NFC East, the AFC East, the AFC North, and the AFC West, basically all neck and neck. Miami's starting to pick up some steam. They are on a four-game winning streak, so seeing them continue to make some plays, you've got a huge division game coming at the end of the week. When you've got the Bills and the Patriots are going to play each other to kind of see who's going to be at the top of that AFC East. So we've got some really good football coming up this week. But with that being said, I think we need to do some game balls from this past week.
Okay.
Does anybody have any want to start off?
Or? The most obvious, right?
Yeah.
It's Patrick Surtain. What a game he had, right?
Yeah.
And he might be up for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, but the Broncos and man, he had an excellent game.
Yeah.
Just for that, the way Denver stepped up, period. To lose Teddy Bridgewater for a majority of the game, and yeah, he was like in and out. But for them to come up and make some real big plays playing against Los Angeles, and then Patrick Surtain getting that interception. And in fact, his dad was there, and him for him to be able to give the game ball to his dad, I thought that was spectacular. I know for me, I like Jalen Waddle.
Right.
With the Dolphins, he had his first 100-yard game, and you know what's better than 100 yards? 137. nine catches and a touchdown as they beat the Panthers. He did excellent, and you know, as a rookie wide receiver to have an explosive game like that. Hats off to him. Hats off to him.
Absolutely.
Well, and this Mixon with Cincinnati, and the Bengals are a team to look out for.
Yum.
And he gets a one as well. Fournette, of course.
Yeah.
Fournette did well. Really well.
And I'm with Guy on his.
Leonard Fournette, yeah. Leonard Fournette, you know, he had, what, 24 touches, 131 total yards, and four total touchdowns.
Wow. That's getting better.
In a really good game to beat Indianapolis. I think that's going to be it for us when it comes to what we want to look at for this past week. Going into this next week, like I said, we've got a lot of great football games that I do want us to be able to cover before we jump into Flag on a Play. But just looking ahead, I know we have Denver at KC, huge football game. We've got Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And then I know another one is Washington at Las Vegas. That would be some games that we're going to look forward to. We'll be able to come back later on and give you guys some of those picks to see what that parlay is going to look like in the future. But we're going to take a quick little break so then we can come back and go over that Flag on a Play with you guys here in a second.
Has combined 16 years of experience. Whether it's repair to your roof, a free inspection for possible deterioration of your roof, or a full-blown removal and replacement of your roof, we consistently provide quick, efficient service to protect your home or business. When it comes to hail damage to your roof, we have the expertise to help you there as well. We want to help you with all your roofing needs. Call us at 719-799-0609 so we can get started. That's 719-799-0609. We're a proud sponsor of the Pat and Go Show with Paul Browning.
Another bad grade? I miss little grades. And the square root of her biggest problem. I studied all week. I miss poor study skills. I stress beyond her comprehension. We can't keep having this conversation. It's not like I want to fail.
When low grades follow you home, Huntington can help. Huntington Learning Center helps students of all ages build the skills, confidence, and motivation to improve grades and test scores through personalized attention and proven results. Keep low grades out. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN now.
Are you looking for a local, knowledgeable loan officer to guide you through the process? Guaranteed Rate delivers home loans built on trust. Whether you're purchasing a home or refinancing, for honest communication with a personal touch, visit rate.com/ChrisF or call 719-373-0021.
Subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 143-5075. Equal housing lender. Guaranteed Rate NMLS 2611. Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Colorado License Number 1005.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, we've got Guy Gurdon.
We've got Mike Lewis, of course.
It's December now, guys. It is December. We are like we're moving all the way through the season. Week 13 coming up here soon. But you guys know that last week, like I said, plenty of really good games. We had sent in our picks. I know that it was kind of late. Since I know we took a little vacation day last week.
That's right.
Eating turkey and all that, you know. Probably some Black Friday shopping as well on. But we ended up sending in some picks. I know that there were a couple games where I was super frustrated with. I know I had picked Carolina, and Miami came through and just absolutely obliterated them. You know, I actually did the parlay for – the Bengals and the Steelers, they covered the spread. immensely. Right. Loved it. But there was definitely some games that had me scratching my head, and I think that's the perfect way I want to transition into Flag on a Play.
Here's your Flag on the Play, covering the biggest stories and controversies leading up to kickoff.
Maybe not as much controversy, but I'm definitely throwing the flag because it was so irritating for me because I had picked Minnesota to beat San Francisco. I picked Minnesota to beat San Francisco, and I got to throw a flag on Minnesota because of the late game decision making that I was seeing from Minnesota. The way that they were kind of went through an end of the end of that game, the end of that last drive. Actually, they had two drives near the end of the game. One, they drove all the way down to the 1 yard line. And, you know, they got stuck with a fourth and goal. And instead of kicking a field goal to just go down by five and give themselves another 5 minutes to get the ball back, get a stop and drive down the field and try to score to win the ball game.
What are they thinking?
They went for it on fourth and goal. You're down eight. They went for it, missed it. Now San Francisco gets the ball back. They drive the ball, 60, 70 yards down the field. They miss the field goal, which is good for Minnesota. Minnesota gets the ball back. But then now you only got 2 minutes to drive all the way down the field to score a touchdown, and then you have to go for two, and that's just to tie the ball game. Mm-hmm. Not to mention they wasted a timeout earlier in the last drive because Kirk Cousins lines up underneath the guard, which this happens more often than you guys would think. He lines up underneath the guard before the snap, so they had to call timeout. Because, it's just a recipe for disaster. So the Vikings are going to get my flag on the play this week. Terrible play calling and decision making when it came to what they were doing. And I trust in Coach Zimmer with Minnesota. I really trust him. I think he's a great football mind. I just don't know what happened for them. They lost Dalvin Cook. I don't know what's – they've got Detroit this week. We will see.
Minnesota's lost a lot of games, very close games. They're another team that you got to watch.
Yeah.
They're a good team. A couple of flags on the play for me. Now, I guess the bottom line is a win, right? You got to get a win.
100%.
Well, Lamar Jackson gets the win, but four picks to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And Cleveland gets a flag.
Yeah.
Losing that game.
Yeah.
And then also quarterback Tannehill. With Tennessee, that game against New England, he just kind of stunk it up a little bit. You know, he's got potential. He's a good quarterback, but he didn't play well.
Yeah. And the Patriots, that's another team. When we talk about, getting on the win streak and these teams that are playing really well, New England is looking for real. Man. Mac Jones is playing excellent. We talk about defensive rookie of the year. Mac Jones, he may be leading for, offensive rookie of the year. Mike, did you –
basically, I wanted to go back to COVID again because I am so tired of, opening up the news and seeing another player violating COVID protocol and it being in the headlines. It's Omicron came out this past week that it's in the country now. It's in Colorado. Yep. I saw last night. And it's like, come on, guys. Let's play football. Let's follow the rules.
Yeah.
It really just gets to keep seeing this in the news over and over again. Yeah. I think they're all grown men.
Yeah.
They know what the rules are.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Yeah. And it was three players that was announced that were suspended because of basically fraud on the vaccination status.
Yeah.
If you're not vaccinated,
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you there.
If you're not vaccinated, just do that. And, because the NFL is not – they're not saying that you have to be vaccinated. It's just the NFL is just saying, hey, if you are not vaccinated, you just have a different set of rules versus those who are vaccinated.
Got to get tested and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Right. And if you're out for 10 days rather than being out for that 7 day period. So it's just, I totally feel you on that. There are flags that got to be thrown on these guys for all of those reasons.
We're going to be talking some college football here in a minute, but we've got some flags for some college.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that coming up.
Before we jump right on that, I do want to give a lot of love to Pine Creek. I know they were knocked out this past week when it came to the high school football playoffs. They were knocked out, I believe, by Loveland. Or, no, it wasn't Loveland.
Chatfield, I believe it was.
Chatfield. It was Chatfield. Chatfield ended up knocking them out. Chatfield is in the state championship this year against Erie. So But still, phenomenal season from Pine Creek. They did excellent this year. Also, you know, big shout out to all the other Southern Colorado teams that were able to make it to the playoffs and make some plays.
And, you know, Pine Creek lost their quarterback for that game. And a freshman stepped in, did really well, but a lot to ask for a young freshman.
Killer Cam.
In the semifinal of the state tournament. Yeah.
Killer Cam. Young Cameron.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, Pine Creek, they've continued to turn out some really good football players. Matter of fact, I know they had a safety who just went into a freshman this year, played as a true freshman at Iowa State. I don't want to kill your last name, Bo. Bo, I believe it's like Froiler. I'm probably butchering it, man. Yeah. But he was a honorable mention All Big 12 as a freshman. Mm-hmm. It's huge. That's a huge accomplishment. He's a Pine Creek alum. Also another Pine Creek alum, JoJo Doman. He also was able to make all conference. I believe Big Ten. With Nebraska, so he was an all-conference guy. So pretty big shout-out to those guys who are playing college football, making some big things happen. Speaking of college football, you have our current college football playoff that we're looking at, the rankings that have been updated. You've got Georgia at one. I don't know if the flag is coming here. You got Michigan at number two. All right. You've got Alabama. You've got Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Coming in at seven, I'll cut it off there. But when you look at that top four, that Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, things have shaken up just a little bit when it comes to Michigan finally beating Ohio State in what has seemed to be like 20 years. This is what it's
in the big house there, in the big house. And, you know, they play Georgia and Alabama play this weekend with all these conference games. Mm-hmm. Michigan has to play Iowa. Yep. I just have a feeling that Alabama's going to beat them. Georgia, Iowa's going to beat Michigan and throw a complete wrench into all this, and we'll see what happens.
Cincinnati is just going to just hold on for dear life. I'm rooting for Cincinnati. I want to see somebody really shake it up, you know, for us not to see the same teams in every year. You know, with that four-game playoff, you're going to get a lot of the same teams over and over and over again. And that's, for me, at least it's something that I don't – not the biggest fan of seeing that all the time. Even with all these big teams that we're talking about, I think there was probably even bigger story this week when it came to college football.
Yeah.
Not any of these teams in here. Here comes the flag. Here comes the flag.
Lincoln Riley gets a flag.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
Oklahoma, all the madness going on there. Lincoln Riley, the head coach of Oklahoma, leaves Oklahoma to go to USC. Let me get this contract ready for you guys. Lincoln Riley. All right, this, I guess it is not confirmed, but this is the best that they can do. $110 million. USC is buying both of his homes in Norman for $500,000, over asking, okay, $1 million bonus basically. Buying a $6 million home in L.A. for him, and then unlimited use of the private jet 24/7 for his family.
What else could you ask for?
I don't.
You know, there's probably more that we don't know, right? You can't blame the guy. But, you know, wait until the season's over. Wait until the bowl game.
Right.
This year, every year this comes up where the coaches leave, and we'll get into Notre Dame here as well. These guys are still right in the hunt.
Yeah.
And they could do it. Of course, Notre Dame lost Brian Kelly to LSU.
Yeah.
And just this morning, Paul, they hired their defensive coordinator, Marcus Freeman, to the head coach for Notre Dame. So they got a new guy, and they're going to play in a bowl game.
Notre Dame is number six right now when it comes to that playoff race. So, I mean, I don't see them creeping into number four, even if there's a lot of movement, like we say, if Alabama beats Georgia. I mean, I don't know. If Notre Dame wins, Oklahoma State loses, you get Alabama taking a loss. I don't know. Maybe you could see Notre Dame jumping into that playoff race.
Be close.
Quite possibly could happen. But just with all of that going on, even some more when it comes to Oklahoma, we had talked about him early on, Spencer Rattler, the Heisman hopeful, all right? We talked about him getting an endorsement deal with Raising Cane's at the very beginning of the season, all right? Is now entering the transfer portal after a very lackluster
right.
season, getting benched. That is just one of the
plus all these top recruits that were going to go to Oklahoma now are shifting
over
going
to
with the coach.
USC. Yeah. And I don't know if Spencer Rattler moves to USC with Lincoln Riley, but I don't know. That's just one of the things. I'm not that big of a fan of how college is moving a little bit more. Mm-hmm. One of the things about college football for me was always that pride and tradition and the way that they're able to lock in on a certain amount of, like I said, tradition, where if you're with a team, you're with a team. You know, this isn't the NFL where you enter free agency, you're trying to look for the most money. If you're a coach, you know, we've seen where these coaches are with the teams for years and years. Yeah. You know, Bob Stoops was an excellent coach at Oklahoma.
Nebraska. But then poor Oklahoma's doing this.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do?
So Bob Stoops is actually stepping in. He's going to step in to be an intern, coach for the end of the season. But that's what we're getting from Oklahoma. It's just it's really tough to see how that works. I'm not a big fan of the transfer portal and what's going on. Guys are being able to just leave whenever they get uncomfortable, you get benched, whatever. I loved what Jalen Hurts did where he was at Alabama. He lost the job to Tua. And then when his number was called, he came back and he made some plays. And then it was to his job, so he left, and he understood that because he wanted another opportunity somewhere else, and I understand that. But this whole thing where, you know, I get benched and I, you know, now I can't play the way I want to play, so I feel like I want to leave now. Mm-hmm. That's just
– right.
For me, I've never been a fan of that. I don't think that's the correct way to go about things when it comes to college football. Do you guys have any takeaways when it comes to
– well. When you were explaining all that, what went through my mind was an old Oldsmobile commercial. It's not your dad's Oldsmobile. Well, it's not your dad's college football. I mean, it's so different.
I understand
when
that,
I was growing up.
Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think back to, you know, I told you I'm a fan of Alabama.
Yeah.
Bear Bryant. And Saban. I don't think Saban's going
anywhere. He's not.
Although he may be looking at that contract that you were just talking about. What the heck?
Really. Had a good point there,
and that's something it's beautiful now that the NLI is now imposed into NCAA, so where these players can now start making some money off of their name and likeness, image, all those different things. I think that is super important. Can't be any more important than after you look at a contract like Lincoln Riley's. He's going to make $110 million. And I know there's a lot of college football players who are in their dorm rooms or whatever, and they are completely broke. But they are still the same reason why everybody's showing up to the game to watch him play. So, that's one of the things for me where I hope that the players that are in high school, you see that the transfer portal is available, but please, guys, please, 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 we've got to have some type of courage and some type of backbone to where if you're going through some things, you can push through it, because that's all that college is about. That's able to get to the NFL. You've got to be able to go through some things, rather than when the going gets tough, you know, okay, I know I want to quit. I want to leave. I want to go be somewhere else. Mm. Never been a fan of it, and I don't think I ever will be a fan of that.
I'm with you. It's leaked into the high schools a little bit too, where you can choose a high school to go to. It starts right there.
Yeah.
So maybe they can stop doing that as well. But I agree with you. Yeah. This just jumping around.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So we are going to get ready to get into our next segment, but first we're going to take a quick break. For those who are watching on YouTube, make sure that you're liking and subscribing on KPPF 1040 Radio and also at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Big shout out to our sponsors, Huntington Learning Center and Castle Roofing. We will talk to you guys here in a second. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Home loans built on trust. Whether you're purchasing a home or refinancing, for honest communication with a personal touch, visit rate.com/chrisf or call 719-373-0021.
Subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 1435075. Equal housing lender. Guaranteed rate NMLS 2611. Nationwide mortgage licensing system. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Colorado license number 1005.
Another bad grade? I'm Miss Little Grades. And the square root of her biggest problem.
I studied all week.
I miss poor study skills. I stress beyond her comprehension.
We can't keep having this conversation.
It's not like I want to fail.
When low grades follow you home, Huntington can help. Huntington Learning Center helps students of all ages build the skills, confidence, and motivation to improve grades and test scores through personalized attention and proven results. Keep low grades out. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN now.
Castle Roofing, with a K, has combined 16 years of experience. Whether it's repair to your roof, a free inspection for possible deterioration of your roof, or a full-blown removal and replacement of your roof, we consistently provide quick, efficient service to protect your home or business. When it comes to hail damage to your roof, we have the expertise to help you there as well. We want to help you with all your roofing needs. Call us at 719-799-0609 so we can get started. That's 719-799-0609. We're a proud sponsor of the Pat and Go Show with Paul Browning.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, we've got Guy Gurton. We've got Mike Lewis.
Talking football.
Talking football.
You bet.
And we look good doing it.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Try to. We look pretty good here, don't we?
Oh, 100%. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure that you are liking and subscribing at KPPF Radio 1040. That is so, like, we got to do that. All right, guys, because we need all the love and support. Like, subscribe, share, do all those different things. Also, a Pat and Go with Paul Browning. You can also find that on YouTube. Find all of our previous episodes, and they're all segmented, so you can find your favorite part. You know, and you know, I know a lot of people love the Under the Hood segment. We had just last week, we did a whole all of our top Under the Hood segments. But before we even get into Under the Hood, I did want to do a little bit of a spotlight with the NFL. They're doing the My Cleat, My Car, or My Cause, My Cleat.
Yeah.
Kind of like promo going on right now. So you're going to see a lot of players this weekend with different color cleats, designs on those. So I just had a couple of guys I wanted to spotlight. One of them was Mark Andrews, okay? He's the tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. His group there, his foundation that he wants to shed a little bit more light on is JDRF, all right? And they are for diabetes. Their whole mantra is they want to turn type 1 diabetes to type 0. And so Mark Andrews actually is a ball player who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes very early on in his life. I know his parents were scared that he wouldn't be able to do a lot of things. He would get kidney failure, lose eyesight, some of those different things. And now he is an all-pro NFL tight end, and he's, you know, really running through a lot of, you know, our favorite defenses.
So that's right.
That's big shout out to Mark Andrews. 100%. I love that. I love what the NFL does with this period. But Cordell Patterson is the other one, the NFL's best Swiss Army knife.
Does everything.
He's listed on the depth chart this week as free safety. He's a running back. He's a receiver. He's a kick returner, and now he is a free safety.
He can do it all. 100%. Kicking field goals, too.
Definitely. Maybe. But I did want to give a spotlight to him as well. His foundation, or what his awareness, what he wanted to bring awareness to, was pregnancy and infant loss awareness. Actually, one of the things really sad, it ended up happening to him. He lost his baby around 17, 18 weeks. I believe he had lost his baby back in 2017, but he said that he will wear the multicolored cleats with butterflies on them and the words on the side reading pregnancy and infant loss awareness to offer acknowledgement, awareness, and support to those going through what he once did. Hmm. And according to Centers of Disease Control, one pregnancy out of every 160 in the United States is a stillborn. Meaning at 20 weeks or later. It's one of the things where, you know, and actually between March of Dimes reports that between 10 and 15 of every 100 pregnancies ends in a miscarriage. So that's one thing. It's really sad, but it's excellent that these players are able to bring some light to these different foundations and these different things. And you know, it's a fascist statement because the cleats are always real cool.
That's right.
Great design.
And shoes, man.
Exactly.
I think it's a great avenue, like you said, to get the word out about things that are near and dear to players' hearts. And you wouldn't think shoes would be that big of a deal, but they are.
Yeah.
And when you look, watch a game, you know, cameras zooming in.
Yeah.
Look at this. They're showing them they're on the sidelines and what they do with them. Yeah, yeah. Great.
So
cut.
These players can make such an impact with something that they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And they raise that awareness.
Yeah.
And it really does say a lot for both of them.
Yeah.
That's great.
One of the best things you can do about being when you are a football player at that status or just a person at that status with that platform is be able to really take advantage of it. And speak on different things like that. But with that being said, I do want to get into Under the Hood.
It's time to go under the hood. We're taking an in-depth look at the topics on and off the field that shape our game.
So when we go under the hood, you guys know we like to do a little bit more in-depth, jump into something. You know, we're in the middle of December, so we are actually going to recap a couple things when it comes to December, because we have that playoff picture getting ready to come up.
I was out on the golf course yesterday. This is December.
Yeah, this is
73 degrees. You gotta love it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially playing football in this weather. It's just beautiful.
And I just got back from L.A., and so it definitely didn't feel like December at all.
Although up there in Michigan, they were playing in the snow last weekend.
I know, right?
But here it's nice. Isn't it?
It's only a matter of time, really, here in Colorado.
Oh, we're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you like playing in the snow?
Oh, loved it, man.
Yeah?
I tell you what, I didn't
the
have –
snowstorms?
We didn't have a game where it was an actually huge, like, snowstorm. I remember playing after it snowed, so then you just had – a bunch of the snow piled up. So if you scored a touchdown, you probably could go jump in the snow pile.
Angels.
Yeah, you know.
You can't see the lines on some of these games, like New England and some other places.
Oh, yeah. That's, so I never got a chance to actually play in one of those games. Which
I wonder how the players feel about that.
Yeah. No, actually, the worst games were always the wind games, where it's windy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And as a receiver. Well, as a kicker, you kick the ball and it, you know, but as a receiver, you know, I got to track the ball. So when the ball is thrown in the air and it's a windy game, I remember I was my freshman year in college. We were playing Minnesota Duluth in a playoff game. And that wind was blowing maybe 15 miles per hour. But I would throw a slant and the ball would be coming at you. And then it would do like this. It would just drop. So then your hands got to just follow it.
Yeah. Put the afterburners on and get there.
Oh, man. And then because it was windy and it would be cold now, like it's like it hurts. The wind like hurts your face. So that was – the wind games were always worse than what you would get from the actual snow games. I would hate to play in Chicago. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and the frigid temperatures too, like at the frozen tundra.
Well, Paul, what's your thoughts on teams that have a dome?
Oh, yeah.
That's compared to like Green Bay. I mean, they play in the weather.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you're right because, you know, I one of the things I did, I'm a huge like football buff. All right. When it comes to all historic football, you know, so I remember, you know, the RCA Dome and Pontiac Superdome. I remember watching that.
The Astrodome in Houston.
The Astrodome. Yeah. The Metrodome. There was just these certain things about these teams. It was like their own, you know, gladiator stadium, you know? So you kind of knew what you were getting into. So I'm really happy that you still have, like, you know, Ralph Wilson up in Buffalo, Ralph Wilson Stadium and Lambeau Field, some of these stadiums that are still true to it's cold weather and we're outside and you're going to get outdoor football.
Right.
So I do love that, and I do love the domes as well. But it's
part of the game.
It's definitely part of the game.
Arrowhead Stadium can be like that, and then Denver.
Yeah.
You remember those Monday night games
with
that snow against Green Bay? That was years ago.
I love
it. Snowstorm.
And I think the ski areas all got a bunch of folks coming to Colorado because everyone watched the game Monday night.
And you know what? We won that game. Steve Foley. Remember Steve Foley? Got a pick six. I think it was Steve Foley.
It was a great game.
Safety.
Man. Yeah. Hey, man, those Denver snow games are a lot of times those are my some of my favorite memories. But speaking of which, when we look at what's going on in the AFC. We look at what's going on in the NFC when it comes to playoff picture, when it comes to Denver, some of these different teams. We have a lot of teams that are on the bubble. But when it comes to where we stand right now for the NFC, we have the Cardinals, the Packers, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Washington football team all right now in the NFC that we're seeing in the playoffs, with on the bubble being the Minnesota Vikings, the Atlanta Falcons, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Carolina Panthers.
Everybody's in it pretty much.
Really, yeah. There's a lot more teams. The only two teams really in the NFC that are completely out of it when we actually speak of it is Seattle and Detroit.
Right.
Those are the two teams that really are out of it when you look
right.
at
and
it.
And the AFC is about the same way.
AFC is the exact same way. Like I said, there's only two teams in the AFC that are below below 500, which is a crazy stat. Everybody's in the thick of things. When it comes to the AFC, you have the Baltimore Ravens are in that first place spot at 8-3. The Patriots.
They're the team to look for,
The Patriots.
What's going on there?
You have the Titans. And you have the Kansas City Chiefs have made themselves contenders once again back into the thick of things. Cincinnati Bengals, the Bills, and the Chargers round out the AFC. And then on the bubble, you have the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Cleveland Browns. All of these teams, I know when it came to at the beginning of the year, I believe I had Cleveland winning the North. I had Denver winning the West. I mean, I think have the Titans win the South. Yeah, right?
No, really. You know. I mean, they're underrated a little bit. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, so just being able to see, you know, how this has all changed up. I know that you guys have seen some of these teams that are in here. Some of these teams are pretenders. Some of these teams are not real.
Right.
All right? How can we figure that out? Because, one, I'm probably looking at Mike, because, one, I continue to bet on some of these teams, and I'm losing, all right? It is not fun betting on some of these teams and then not coming out victorious the way that I thought I would, or trying to help. I got an earful from one of our listeners who was like, hey, like, love the show, but dang, man. Like, I tried to play the parlay this past week, and I went with some picks, and it didn't work.
It didn't work out.
And I said, hey, man, you got to play the game still.
They put some money down on what you were saying, huh?
People are putting money down on what I'm saying.
Well, it's a toss-up this year.
Yeah.
On a lot of these games, it's tough to pick the winners because just like everybody's even. They're right there at 500.
6-5, three teams in the AFC West.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this, and I want to kind of shrink it up a little bit more. When you look at the teams that are at the top of the NFC, okay, the Cardinals are the top of the West, the Packers are the top of the North, the Bucks are the top of the South, the Cowboys are the top of the East. Mm-hmm. Do we see any change in that?
Yes, Dallas.
Dallas.
They're trying to – I don't know. It's hard to figure out. But they got a good team. Look out for Washington.
Yeah, okay, coming.
Arizona, I think they're for real.
And Philly is not out of it. Philly's 5-7. And they've got, what, like the Jets coming up this next week. They've got some opportunities for them to win some ball games.
And the Vikings, if they don't beat themselves, they're right there.
Right. And you know, but I do think the Packers are probably like the best team in the NFC. I don't see the Rams coming back and knocking off the Cards. I just don't see it. But that's something that we can see there. Now, when we move to on the bubble, okay, we've got the Vikings, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Carolina Panthers. Are there any of those teams that for sure we're saying, all right, they are not supposed to be here and they're not going to be there?
I know your Carolina Panthers. I just don't know. Cam is just he's not there yet or something, so I don't think they're going to make it.
Yeah.
But those – and the Eagles, are, I don't know, they're on the line. Mm-hmm. But the Falcons could surprise some people. Yeah, as I said, Minnesota I think is a team to watch.
Yeah. The Falcons, they do have the Bucks this week. The Minnesota Vikings do have the Detroit Lions.
I had higher hopes for the Saints at the beginning of the season, but I've kind of – given up on that.
Yeah. And then, all you know, losing Jameis Winston at the beginning of the year to that knee injury, rough. But, I mean, it's what you got to go through. I do see Philly getting themselves back into the running when it comes to what's going on. Washington football team is definitely looking like a great football team. I don't see the 49ers actually sticking in there. I see them falling out of the hunt when it comes to the playoffs. So there may be some change in there. I could see the Vikings making it. I could see the Eagles making it in. Carolina, I don't know, guys.
I have no
idea. when we look at the AFC side, are there any of those teams that we see that may
not stay in the hunt. On the back end of that, we do have the Bengals, we have the Bills, we have the Chargers. One of the teams that is still in the hunt, the Chiefs, they are on top of the West. The Titans are on top of the South.
Titans are a good team, but and you know your Cleveland Browns are hard to figure, and they've been hit by the injury bug so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're trending the wrong way. I think Cleveland's going to not make it.
Yep.
But the Colts are good. The Titans are good.
Yeah.
Raiders, I mean, it's all right
there.
What
about Broncos, man? Let's get into it. The Broncos have the Kansas City Chiefs this week. All right. Kansas City is, like I said, on top of that, and if that AFC West as of now. But, I mean, you look at it, all four teams – are above 500, all four teams, 6-5, the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chargers.
Right.
And the Chiefs at 7-4.
And the Broncos own a victory over the Chargers now. So actually we're ahead of the Chargers, but I say we.
Yes.
But we are.
Wow. They're cutting them a check. That's what's happening. Right. They're cutting them a check.
That's right. But no, you're right. And this big, we'll get into our picks later, but I'm going Denver, and I know everyone's going to call me crazy, but because the Chiefs are coming off a bye week, and it's at Arrowhead where you can never win. But Broncos are hot. Against the Chargers, they did not have Shelby Harris.
Yep.
He's going to be back.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Kareem Jackson was not playing.
Yeah.
And the defense just stifled the Chargers. And they're going to need to play. They're going to need to show up. But I think they will. And I think the Broncos are going to figure out a way to win this game. I'm hoping.
Boy, interesting.
And, yeah. It'll be the top spot.
When we get to the picks, you'll find out I disagree with you. <That's okay.
laughs> Well, one of the things that I always thought for Denver was their defense was something that needed to be present. Mm-hmm. When their defense is not present, they're not going to be a good football team. Mm-hmm. Period. Right. I just don't believe that. I don't think they have the firepower on offense to make that happen. I know they gave Courtland Sutton, the big bag, great. He got paid. Tim Patrick is probably one of the underrated receivers in the NFL. But even with that being said, Teddy Bridgewater, I don't think is he's not the guy you want to put all the weight of the team on.
You're, right. You're not going to outscore the Chiefs,
right? You know, and Drew Lock, I don't see him doing that either. So
no,
look
for Javonte Williams to have a big game too, 100%. Because Melvin Gordon's 50-50 right now.
Yeah.
And I think he will.
Yep.
I think he's going to have a good one. If you have him on your fantasy team, play him. Javonte Williams.
Pay attention to that. Denver.
Right here. You heard it here.
Denver, keep the ball on the ground. Play great defense. I think they beat KFC because you're going to be able to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. And the Chiefs are not as good when it comes to run defense anyway.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's one thing that we can see with Denver being able to make it. So Denver still does have a chance. We do understand that. Do we have any new Super Bowl picks?
To be in the Super Bowl?
To be in the Super Bowl. I know at the beginning of the year, I had went Green Bay and Buffalo. Mm-hmm. All right?
They're still pretty good picks.
I'm probably going to stick with that one still. Even though Buffalo is not showing me the greatest of football, I think they're still able to beat every single team within the AFC, I believe. So I still got Green Bay and Buffalo.
Yeah, it always comes down to the injuries, Mike.
Yeah, I've got Green Bay, but AFC, I'm still going to be up in the air. It'll make it through another week.
Yeah.
AFC is there's a lot of
– So, yeah.
There's no dominant team, not even Kansas City.
No, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have any
– Well, I'd have to agree. Right now, today, Green Bay looks like the team to beat, I think. And in the AFC, it's I'm going to put the Broncos in there.
Throw the Broncos in. It'd be a rematch. What is that, Super Bowl? I messed this up before. I don't know if I should do it. I think it's Super Bowl 31. I think it's Super Bowl 31 or 30.
Oh, you mean 30 XX one I one V? Yeah,
33. I think it's Super Bowl 33. Yeah. I think it's Super Bowl 33 or I don't know 32. I don't know, man. I'm gonna drop that.
You didn't know there was gonna be a test?
Yeah, you're right. I'm really good with the Roman numerals. When you start throwing too many X's and I's and V's and stuff, I don't know what's going on.
I'm with you.
And then another thing I'm trying to revisit from early on in the season, the MVP front runners. Okay, do we have any real picks when you think of anybody from MVP? I know you got Tom Brady, you got Kyler Murray for Arizona, Matthew Stafford, kind of downward trending, but still playing some great football, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, and Diggs on the defensive side of things.
Yeah,
and I think he's the guy you got to look at.
Yeah,
for sure. But
yeah, I'm still. I mentioned Brady at the beginning of the season. I'm still waiting to see what he's going to do. He's showing that he's in it to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Good pick. Always a good pick.
Perfect.
The GOAT.
Yeah. I do want to talk about a little bit more.
you know, probably in the future. I know that they announced the Hall of Fame finalists, and I think that's something that we can be able to get into a little bit next week. But I want us to get into our picks right after this break. Okay. But we're going to get into our picks because I know that this may actually be a good week for us. The parlay may be there for us. But yes, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're liking and subscribing, KPPF 1040 AM Radio. And a big shout out to our sponsors, Castle Roofing and Huntington Learning Center. Make sure that you guys stick around because we're going to get into these picks. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Castle Roofing with a K has a combined 16 years of experience, whether it's repair to your roof, a free inspection for possible deterioration of your roof, or a full-blown removal and replacement of your roof. We consistently provide quick, efficient service to protect your home or business. When it comes to hail damage to your roof, we have the expertise to help you there as well. We want to help you with all your roofing needs. Call us at 719-799-0609 so we can get started. That's 719-799-0609. We're a proud sponsor of the Pat and Go Show with Paul Browning.
Another bad grade? I'm his little grades. And the square root of her biggest problem.
I studied all week.
I miss poor study skills. A stress beyond her comprehension.
We can't keep having this conversation.
It's not like I want to fail.
When low grades follow you home, Huntington can help. Huntington Learning Center helps students of all ages build the skills, confidence, and motivation to improve grades and test scores through personalized attention and proven results. Keep low grades out. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN now.
Are you looking for a local, knowledgeable loan officer to guide you through the process? Guaranteed Rate delivers home loans built on trust. Whether you're purchasing a home or refinancing, for honest communication with a personal touch, visit rate.com/ChrisF or call 719-373-0021.
Subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 1435075. Equal housing lender. Guaranteed Rate NMLS 2611. Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Colorado License Number 1005.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, you know it's time.
It's time
for us to jump into the picks, man. It's time for us to get right into it. I've got Guy Gurdon. I've got Mike Lewis. Mike is the undisputed champ right now. We're trying to make our way through, see if we can beat Mike. He's doing excellent this year, man. For those who are watching on YouTube, make sure we're liking and subscribing at KPPF 1040 AM Radio and also at Paul Browning, Pat and Go with Paul Browning. And then big shout out Castle Roofing and Huntington Learning Center. We always appreciate you guys for the sponsorship. When we look at the picks, all right, let's go to the numbers right now, all right? Okay. I am at 83-69, all right? Mike is at 92-60. Guy, who had probably one of the most impressive weeks
on
Thanksgiving, all right? 46-33. We are
coming around.
We're coming around. I want to say I've got about 14 losses. You're only at 13 losses.
Yeah, there you
go. When it comes to space between wins and losses, all right?
Right?
The difference. Or 24. I think I'm at 24, something like that. But we are pretty close to Mike when it comes to if we just need a couple games to slide our way and we'll be there. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's of all the years, this has been the most difficult year to pick winners, I think, because like we just talked about, everybody's at 500. Anybody can beat anybody.
And I had said I was talking to my aunt. All right, she's a huge football fan, watched a lot of football, and I was telling her. I said, hey, like, this is one of the best years to watch football. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's in it. I mean, we continue to harp on it this episode, but you've got, like I said, there's only two teams in the AFC that are under 500, and we're 13 weeks in.
Everybody's got a chance. I mean, Detroit is going to win one of these games. They're going to win.
Maybe not this year, but no.
Maybe not this week.
Detroit.
Maybe not in a couple of weeks when they come to Denver. Let's hope they get a win before that.
Yeah,
they're going to get a win.
Yeah, but you know, it's been a lot of fun picking some of these games. So I think it's time for us to just get right into it. This is 50-50.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
All right, we're starting off early with probably the biggest game of the week, right? Maybe not. The New York Giants are going to play the Miami Dolphins. There's a three-point spread that's going to Miami. I'm actually going to go with Miami. If you are looking to cover the spread, you are betting on the games, this actually might be a great one. Miami has been playing really good at home. I think they do beat the Giants by three. I could totally see that happening.
Miami's hot.
Yeah.
They're hot.
And their defense playing excellent. So
I'm going with Miami.
I got the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins. I love it. I love it. I love it. We jump over to Indianapolis, heading out to Houston. They have a nine-point spread headed their way for the Colts. Not too sure about playing that one, but I do have Indianapolis. Houston is not that bad of a team, and they play pretty good at home. I know they're not necessarily in the hunt like that, but like I said, they're a pretty good team. I do look to see Indianapolis win this one, though.
Yep, Houston is getting better each week, and the quarterback's doing really well. But you got to go with Indianapolis. Yep. The Colts are doing well. They're going to win that. If you're betting the spread, though, I do believe Houston will cover that. You said 9 points?
9 points. Houston will probably
cover that spread, but yeah. Indianapolis is going to win the game.
Yeah.
I got the Colts.
Colts?
Yep.
Definitely. Now, this is one of my favorite picks of the day here. Okay, Minnesota heading out to Detroit. Let's go, Detroit. One of these games, you're going to win. I know it's not going to be 0-16-1. I have so much faith in Dan Campbell, so much faith in him and what he can do and the player that he can and the coach that he is. He's just in a tough spot. Minnesota, I threw the flag on Minnesota this past week. I think that kind of holds on to them. I think Dalvin Cook is hurt. I'm going to go with – he definitely is hurt. I think that's going to definitely affect Minnesota, though. Detroit, let's get the win. Even though Minnesota has a 7-point spread headed their way, I think Detroit may actually cover that spread. If you were to bet Detroit, yeah. I don't think they'll lose by more than 7.
So. Well, the thing Detroit has going for them is they're at home.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Minnesota, again, is just overpowering. And Detroit doesn't have their running back, Swift.
Yeah.
Minnesota's going to win that game.
I got the Vikings.
Got the Vikings.
I don't think this is the week for the Detroit. What do you think, just real quick, the mood in the locker room's got to be?
There's probably a lot of guys ready to play for the name on the back of the jersey. To be real, that's kind of how it is. You get that late in the season, you're kind of playing for pride. You're playing for the name on the back of your jersey. Mm-hmm. You're playing for a contract. You're playing not to lose your job. You probably, you know, you're looking around, and, you know, there's a lot of names will be switched around by next year, because they got to cut some fat. They got to trim some fat off of this team. But I they're figuring it out. It's just Detroit. They're on the offensive side of the ball. They're not getting it done. Less than 20 points a game for the past, 10 minutes, man. I mean, for the past 10 games. That's incredible.
You think year after year after year, poor Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't seem to get over that hump. They're always rebuilding.
Yeah. Yeah. And
one of these years, I think they'll figure it out, but who knows when.
Let's fly through these last few ones. We've got the Eagles heading out to the Jets to take on the Jets, obviously. The Eagles have a spread, 6.5 points going their way. I'm going to go with Philly.
I'm going with Philly. We got about a minute left, so I'm going to go with Philly.
Eagles.
Perfect. We've got Arizona heading to Chicago. 8-point spread going to Arizona. No way to go against that. I'm going Arizona.
Arizona.
Cards.
No question.
Cardinals.
Definitely. We've got the Chargers heading to Cincinnati. There's a 3-point spread going to the Bengals. I'm going to stick with that. We're going with the Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals, up-and-coming team. Going Cincinnati.
Oh, I got the Chargers. We'll see.
Okay.
Definitely. Tampa Bay going to Atlanta. There's 11-point spread going to Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with Tampa.
Brady.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. You bet.
Definitely. Jacksonville heading out to Los Angeles. 13-point spread going to the Rams. I'm going to stick with the Rams.
Got to go Rams.
Rams.
They're the winner.
Definitely. Washington heading out to Vegas. There's a 2.5-point spread going to Vegas. I'm going with Las Vegas.
Raiders.
I'm going Washington on this game.
Okay. Ooh, the Washington team. I like it. Baltimore heading out to Pittsburgh. 4-point spread going to Baltimore. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
I'm with you. Pittsburgh's going to win that one.
Got the Ravens.
Definitely. San Francisco going to Seattle. 3.5-point spread for San Francisco. I'm going with San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Got the 49ers.
Perfect. Broncos heading out to Kansas City. 10-point spread going to Kansas City. I'm going to go with Kansas City.
You already know my pick. The Denver Broncos, are going to win that game.
I got the Chiefs.
All right, all right. We got New England at Buffalo. Three-point spread going to Buffalo. I'm going to go Buffalo.
Buffalo. I'm with you.
Bills.
Buffalo. Yep.
Definitely, definitely. That's going to do it. That's Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Thank you guys for tuning in. All love. Make sure that we're liking, subscribing at KPPF 1040 AM Radio and at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Thank you, Huntington Learning Center, Castle Roofing. We'll see you guys next week. Pat and Go with Paul Browning.